Thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avenue Craig inviting you to stay with us. We open our service with the selection, I Have Left All to Follow Jesus.
In this world I found no rest, sorrow filled my aching breast, till I turned to one who loved me best of all.
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for the privilege we have of following the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today. Wherever our service is reaching, we're praying the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart. I know that you see everyone in our congregation today. You love each one, and we're praying your blessings to be upon each one. Bless this broadcast. Make it a blessing to each heart. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm walking each day, by the side of my Lord.
Our subject for today's broadcast, duties, and our text of scripture, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, beginning with verse 12. And further, by these, my son, be admonished, of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, whether it be secret things, or whether it be good things, or whether it be evil things. Now, our subject again, duties, and duty is to respect others, and conduct based on moral or legal obligations or a sense of propriety. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Genesis 1 and 1, we are His creation. Let us make man in our own image. Genesis 26, verses 26 and 27. For in Him we live and move and have our being. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, We ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's devices. So we read in Acts chapter 17, verses 28 and 29. So since the earth is the Lord's, He has a right to tell us what to do and what not to do. We are not our own. We are created by God, and when we went into sin, Jesus gave Himself to redeem us. This being true, do we not have a duty to fear God and to keep His commandments? Our text says, "Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." That's Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. We are the clay, God is the potter. Has not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Romans chapter 9 and verse 21. My older brother was a potter, and I stood and watched him as he took that lump of clay and put it on his turntable, took his hands, and he shaped that clay into the vessel that he wanted it to be. So God is the potter, and we are the clay, and He has a right to shape us and make us the vessel that He would have us to be. And the clay has no right, of course, to try to tell the potter what he wants to be. God has that privilege and right and responsibility. So we are the clay, God is the potter, and we are made in the vessel that God wants us to be. And we should be happy for having the privilege of being a potter, or clay in the potter's hands, rather, a vessel for Him. Those who know the truth have a duty to share it with others. I'm talking about duties today, and those who know the truth have a duty to share it with others. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16, a part of what we call the Sermon on the Mount. Now, when we talk about duties, husbands have a duty to a man who is a husband has a duty to his wife. The scriptural standard is that the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. This does not mean he has the privilege of selfish rule and control. How does Christ rule the church? Christ rules the church out of love. He loved the church so much that He gave Himself for it. And husbands is to love the wife willingly, to sacrifice all and give Himself up for the good of his wife and home. The scriptures tell the husband to never be bitter against the wife. You husbands, dwell with your wife according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. So a husband is never to be bitter or cross in regard to his wife. He is to love her even as Christ loved the church. Much more could be said about this, but your duty is to do what the Word of God says in this regard. Now, wives, they have a duty to husband. In some respect, the wife is influenced over home in the event and greater than even the husband does. And I'm talking about in the home itself, in the family. In some respects, the wife's influence over the home is even greater than the husband's. A quote, "Doubtless you think it would be nice if your husband were what he ought to be in every respect, but do not forget that you can help make him such, not by driving or scolding or blaming, not by giving way to peevishness or fretfulness, discouragement, and so forth, but by that strong and powerful love that you possess for the very purpose of filling your place as the wife and mother." And that's a quote. I would suggest you read Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31, and you will see what the duties and responsibility of a wife is. A woman who is a kind of a wife that she should be, her price is far above rubies. Now, parents also have a duty to their children. It is natural for a married couple to desire children. Today, more and more single women are having children, and this is not God's plan nor God's will. Study after study shows the advantage of children being born in a home where there is the father and the mother, the husband and the wife. First of all, children are an heritage of the Lord. So we read in Psalm 127:3, and that fact makes them very precious, a heritage of the Lord, and that does indeed make them very precious. And parents who love their children as they should will consider them very precious, and you'll never find the parents abusing their children. They will love them, they will care for them, they will provide for them. Parents should spend much time in doing things with their children, teaching them right, living a godly example before them, and much more. I remember my own children telling me about the times when they were small and we did things with them. They still remember them yet today, and they appreciate their home life because we did take time to do things with them. And the children deserve the parents' time and effort. Children have a duty to their parents. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. So we read in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Love the Lord and serve him and keep his commandments. And beloved, we are to do this in the home as well as everywhere else. Families have a duty to fill their place in the home. Fathers have their place, mothers have their place, children have their place, and all have a duty to work together to make the home what God would be pleased for it to be. Now, as we continue our thoughts on duties, Christians have a duty to the church. God sets the members, every one of them, in the body as it pleases him. So we read in 1 Corinthians 12 and 18, so every member of the body of Christ has a place to fill. They have a duty to fill the place that God puts them in. Again, God sets the members, every one of them, in the body as it pleases him. And they are to love one another with a pure heart fervently. Every member of the body, First of all, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love the Lord Jesus, and love one another. Love one another with a pure heart fervently, and pray one for another, and bear ye one another's burdens. Now these are scriptures that teach us what we are to do, our duty in the church. We're not just a member and sitting on a bench, but we have a duty, we have a responsibility, and we have a place to fill. Christians have a duty to the Holy Spirit also. Know you not that your body is the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. So we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, and you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And that's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5, 20, 16 through 25. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8 and 14. Now Christians have a duty to their own soul. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4 and 4, and that's Jesus quoting a passage of Scripture out of the book of Deuteronomy. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. So we read in James chapter 1, verses 19 through 22. In conclusion, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but that he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 22. I have fought a good fight, the Apostle Paul said. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all of them that love his appearing. Our text again, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today. We trust the Holy Spirit has accompanied what has been said and have made our broadcast a blessing to hearts, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If our broadcast is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know, and our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. We have an archive there of a number of years of our magazine that you can download and read. We also have an archive of some of our broadcasts. If you missed one or would like to hear one over, you can find it there on our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org. Also, we invite you to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the Internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and that's Eastern time. And our Sunday evening service begins at 6. Then our Wednesday night service, our midweek service, begins at 7. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us in our service today. We trust that it has been a blessing, and we would like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings rest in and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
And we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word. What a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still. And with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not to trust and favor he shows, and the joy he bestows, are for them who will trust and obey.